What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Free Beer, that's me. Hot Wings there, newly minted 50-year-old.
Yes.
Steve is there, last day with testicles.
Well, Matt, I mean, come on now. I
can't believe they're taking your testicles.
No. Yeah, you really went for the all-for-one thing, huh?
Yeah.
How did they put those back on when you undo the vasectomy?
Vasectomy, Steve, and castration slightly different.
Are you still going to do this foot-to-foot with your buddy?
Yeah,
I mean,
your toes interlocked.
His appointment is it's either at the same time as mine, or like they overlap by a couple of minutes or something.
What if they use the same scalpel and don't wash it?
I know that I am first, mm-hmm. I think. But man, again, I don't know. I know his appointment got bumped a little bit, so could just be the old 2-for-1.
Same office though, right?
Same office, I believe. Same doctor.
What if you look up and you realize he's wearing a mask and looking at your surgery after finishing his?
Yeah, what if there's a gallery?
Honestly, I don't think that would bother me.
You don't
at
want
all.
A bunch of strangers seeing the inside of your balls, do you? What are you, weird?
I mean, if they want to see it, I don't have any desire to do that myself, but if they want to, cool, go for it.
You just out here showing your balls to everybody, Steve?
No. Again, I'm not voluntarily showing my balls, but if
sounds
someone
really,
said,
like,
I mean,
you're
nobody's
like,
forcing you to go.
If it happens, it happens.
Oh, hey, let me pull my pants down and everybody look if you want.
You know, you're right, Kelly. Yes, it is. That's exactly what I was saying. Yes, and?
He said, if you want to look at my balls, just look.
Yes.
And go ahead.
And all of us were like, why is Steve making us look at his balls?
Yeah.
Because you're going to miss them when they're gone?
Yeah. It's just an empty bag.
Me when I'm gone.
What if they played like goodbye music the whole time you were getting your vasectomy? Like, goodbye to you.
Say goodbye. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. By
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe just that Tom Hanks balls song. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady balls.
Oh, balls, man. Do you think
perfect?
I can take a playlist?
But they're not perfect. Those balls are still making babies.
There's got to be a Spotify playlist I can share with the doctor, right?
Could you put this on while you're...
Yeah.
Don't burn off our testicles. Don't burn off our testicles. Please don't burn my testicles. So sorry, I love you.
That one's perfect.
That's me singing to the doctor.
Yeah, this text from Wisconsin. I had a new nurse sit on mine, and she was asked to leave because she kept laughing at my jokes. Wait.
I had a new...
Oh, sit in on mine.
Oh.
sit in is very different.
Well, when you sit on them, that's how you squeeze the juice out. Otherwise, they got to put a tube in there and then they drain it and then they cut them off.
Yeah, that's how you pinch it.
Like empty pillowcases.
I didn't know that you guys had so much experience with this. I should have been
it's
asking
pretty
for
obvious.
Months.
Yeah, who didn't know?
Steve, are you worried that you waited so long to do this, so now you're going to have so much extra ball length that's just going to be empty and dangling around? Like a stretched out sweatshirt?
Yes.
Are they like empty pillowcases afterwards?
Like a stretchy material.
Yeah. What does a sock look like if you take your foot out of it?
Yeah, like if you
you're going to be wearing a couple of empty pairs of socks down there.
Yeah, like if you loan your yoga pants to some beefer.
A beefer?
Am I in that situation? What's the beefer?
That's your balls beer.
My balls
made it a beefer.
Yeah. You're,
okay, I got you.
Your old beaver balls.
I didn't know if I had to be insulted or thankful.
Well, I mean, you know, you live long enough, your balls get long. That's how it goes.
That's sage wisdom.
A lot of guys are always striving for the long ball.
That's why boobs and balls are practically the same thing.
Yeah, eventually they're both getting to your knees.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're deflating, no matter how hard you try.
All right, so are you about to have sex with someone for the first time ever? Maybe that's the case. The sex expert that we turn to, because she shares her information for free, says this is what you do. Men tell the sex expert, Tracy Cox, the 7 things they wish women would do the first time. I'm surprised it's one-sided. I'm surprised it wasn't for both. She's the sexpert, not me.
I know, and she's always so spot on.
Yeah.
Every time we do this, I'm like, babe, get ready. I'm coming home with a lot of information.
Great knowledge.
She says the very first time, it can be out of this world extraordinary or a bitter disappointment or fact, anywhere in between.
Yeah.
But it is generally an anxious time, unless you're bombed out of your mind. Then you're like, oh, whatever, falling all over. Number one, she says, ladies, you want your man to be impressed the first time? Keep the lights on. The man said, my biggest fear is I won't be able to find the thing. Give me a fighting chance and let me see what I'm aiming
Wait,
for.
You won't be able to find it.
I
when you say
it.
The thing, you mean me? Or
no,
you mean
more, a more specific spot.
Where'd you go?
Okay, that's just nonsense.
Not for the old in and out, but you know, for the pregame.
That's just, I mean, that's really dumb.
Yeah,
I mean,
feel around.
I agree. I like it when there's some light on because it's fun to see what it's fun to see the parts, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like the good part.
Yeah, and you should say that to the lady. Hey, we got to leave these lights on. It's fun to see your parts.
Absolutely. I mean, who doesn't want to see what's happening?
Look, I didn't buy all these lumens just to see your stuff in the dark.
Like, if you want all the lights off,
you're with boobies to glow, you better keep them lights on.
Well, if you want all the lights off, then you're with somebody who's either got low self-esteem or they're ugly.
Well, maybe
both.
A beefer, it could be the beefer that Freebeer was talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have, at least a candle or something so you can get the vague outline of the nipples. You want to see.
Hey, candlelight is legit, too, because it makes everything look good.
Right, exactly. A soft, warm glow. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah, don't turn on the overhead fluorescence.
No,
nobody
that's
wants
not,
that.
No, that's not great.
Right,
that's,
now
that's
you
not
do
sexy.
Have a headache.
No, you don't. No, you don't want it to look like you're in the office of Severance.
God.
I get that reference. Yeah.
If you're enjoying what he's doing by looking into your face and reading your body language, he's going to be happy. That's going to help him make sure he's doing the right thing.
Yeah, give a little bit of facial feedback is fine. Any feedback is good.
I love facial feedback.
Yeah.
How you doing, Steve?
Steve?
Yeah, what's the matter, Steve?
Try to swallow, don't spit. This is not what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Kelly's sex class 101. First tip, Steve, swallow that.
Killer timing.
Number 2, don't stress about your body. Boy, these are a lot of good hints from the guys. Turn the lights on, but don't worry about what I'll see.
Yeah, but there are times when you're in certain positions, and I'm just over there looking like a can of, cinnamon rolls coming right up. What is this?
You know what, though?
But everybody
men
does.
Men love cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls. Yeah. Delicious.
Right, well, also, unless you're with a really stupid person, they realize that things might not be flattering in the position you're in for the next 5 seconds, but it's going to move anyway. It's fine. We get how skin works.
And
it's not...
it's a silly way to say it, but yes.
I mean, really?
Yes. And by the way, when someone says, man, these cinnamon rolls are sexy... That's because they're stuck together and curled in a way that wouldn't look great otherwise.
Yeah, not all of our angles are great either.
That's true.
No, it's fine. For a lot of guys, none of them. We are not good looking.
For the most part, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of weird angles. It's, whatever.
This quote, again, this is from the sexpert who said, "Men, these are the things men want from women when they have sex the first time. I slept with one girl who was so paranoid she wouldn't let me touch her anywhere. She kept pushing my hands away and saying, don't touch my stomach. It's revolting. After a while, I gave up touching her."
Yeah, I mean, I think it, this goes for both genders. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you're with somebody who doesn't have, any confidence, it's kind of a turnoff. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean you have to be the most confident. Confidence is nice, but some people are a little sheepish, and that's fine. But if you're just like, no, not there, I'm ugly, I'm gross, you're like, yeah, okay, well, then I'm going to start to agree with you, and we're not going to do this again. Yeah.
I know around guys, I was really uncomfortable. Right. As a kid, though, I wouldn't undress and change in front of, even family members. And
that's good. You shouldn't have been having sex then.
No, I'm not talking about sex. I just meant, as far as confidence and, once I started becoming that age where it's like, oh, okay, we're doing these more intimate things.
Yeah.
I was terrified of taking my clothes off in front of people.
I think everybody,
right? in front of guys specifically, like taking my shirt off was just not a thing for the first like 5 or 6 years. Around women, I didn't really care. But for around men, for whatever reason, like I just would not take my shirt off.
What if they tried?
It depended on the lighting, honest to God. If it was candlelight, I'd be like, okay, cool. But if they were a guy who had talked about hooking up with somebody and really liking big boobs or something, I was like, ain't no way you're seeing these little guys. No, thank you.
Right, if you're a guy who's trying to get some from somebody who doesn't have a huge chest, I think a bad play is to talk about how much you love huge chests.
Yeah, but it was generally like somebody I knew. So I knew like, they'd hooked up or their girlfriend or ex-girlfriend or whatever it had.
If you were hooking up with a girl who lost both arms, you're not gonna be like, man, I hope I get an HJ.
Maybe
same thing, right?
Maybe an FJ.
An NJ, a nub job. Is there a K on nub in that case?
You
is it
KNUB?
Yes. Aren't they all? Anyway, number three, don't overreact if it doesn't all go to plan.
Well, I think that would be good for both sides too. Don't overreact.
Like, don't storm out in frustration. Things never go my way.
Yeah, turn into old Gil from The Simpsons. Oh, I needed this. It says, this guy says, quote, the pressure to get a big old hard one the first time is immense. Don't let me see your face drop if I lose it for a minute or two.
Well, that would be disheartening if
see your eye roll. Oh, God, another loser.
that would be not good.
Great, I got to give you another knob job.
Yeah. It really helps to remember you aren't the only one out to impress on the first time. Performance anxiety is real. An anxious owner makes for a member that doesn't want to come out and play.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that one really does.
True, yeah. When you're a little nervous, it's the same reason why it's pretty easy as a guy to not get aroused when the doctor is, you know, checking you for a hernia.
Speak for yourself. I had a devil of a time.
It's a nerve-wracking moment. So it's like
my hernia was in my belly button, which is a real kink for me. It's not, just for the record. Just wanted to
push
say
the
that.
Belly
Man,
in.
You got some weird kinks. We're learning all about. Mm-hmm.
So many no, I literally said it's not. That was
you,
a joke.
Well, you said
we,
it. Before.
We joke
you
about the
first.
Things that we're trying to deflect from true.
Uh huh.
Glad my penis isn't giant.
That's yeah, we know.
No, that's so stupid.
I was like, yeah, man.
No, that didn't work
perfect,
out.
Perfectly clean audio, by the way. Make a note of the time.
I do appreciate all of us pausing perfectly right there for future imaging. Thank you.
That's why I have so many of those that I'm in, because nothing I ever say gets a reaction.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.